all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hollywood brings it after you guys. Folks, you asked for it. We're doing it for you. Quarantine special. So we got 2 hours for you. First hour would be material. Hour two, all your emails. 2 hours of fun. Quarantine style. Now I'll turn over to the man himself. Rizna Four Horseman. Rizna Boss Man Show member. My radio tag team partner. My main man. The one only Hollywood Alec. What's good, brother?
Yo, and we're back on this quarantine time with the show just for you, because we know you're in the house, we know you're probably bored, we know you're probably not doing anything but sitting around eating and looking like a bunch of booger wolves just like us, you know what I'm saying, because we can't go out and get no haircut or nothing like that, you know, women are tripping out because they can't go and get their hair done or they can't go and get their nails or toes done, so they're walking around with claws, you know, but it's all good, because we're here to save you. We're here to help you through this difficult time, brother. We're here to make sure that you enjoy yourself in this time where everybody's being quarantined and people are, of course, breaking quarantine, and me and Boss are just talking about how people are having crab boils and crawfish boils and big all-time social gatherings, block parties, you name it. You understand? But see, me, you know, I don't like to be sick in the first place. So I got my ass in the house.
Correct.
You understand? Because to me, that's the safest place to be. Everything I need is right here. You understand? Everything I need. So, therefore, you know, if I need to go to the store, I'm going to go to the store. If I need to go put some gas or do something to get something to eat, I'm going to do that. But you know what? I'm going to bring my ass right back home. You understand? There's something that people don't understand. It's almost as if it's like people are like children. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially right now in this time, it's like dealing with a bunch of kids. You know, you keep telling a kid no, they're going to want to go and do everything that you told them not to do in the first place.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the more you tell them not to do it, the more they want to do it. You know? So it just pays some of them to listen. You know what I'm saying? And be careful and take the precautions. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, whether you know it or not, it doesn't even matter. All I hear right now is coronavirus. It's almost like it's a trend.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like it's a big trend. And all you hear, you don't hear shit. Man, look, you don't hear nothing about AIDS.
Nah. Nothing.
Zero. You don't hear anything anymore about cancer. You don't hear anything anymore about, you know, 24-hour walking Ebola. It doesn't even matter. You don't hear nothing about it no more. The only thing you hear about is coronavirus. And everything is coronavirus. And it's just out of hand. Everything?
Everything.
Everything right now is coronavirus. You know, if you sneeze hard enough and your nose starts bleeding and you go to the doctor and say, look, man, I sneeze and my nose starts bleeding, I promise you they're going to diagnose you with corona.
Correct.
Even though you don't have corona. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine had to go to the doctor to get a second opinion because he said, man, how do you test positive for COVID but you have no symptoms? I said, well, bro, I mean, can you smell and taste? Yes. I just got finished eating the steak. I said, you ain't got no fever. Well, no. Well, you need to go and get a second opinion. So he went to the doctor, got a second opinion, and he had no COVID whatsoever. When at first he tested positive for COVID. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, something stinks. You understand? But I'm not going to get into all that. The thing is you need to stay safe wherever you are. Make sure if you need to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's you. You know, when you're in the store, wherever you're going, wear gloves. If you don't want to wear gloves, that's you. You understand? We just want to make sure that you're being safe. Because you're FUIs, you don't know no better.
Correct.
All right. Woo! Now, we got a whole bunch of material. Well, looky here, looky here.
A lot of material. More than usual material.
I mean, it's preposterous if you ask me. But, you know, we just can't keep you all sitting around waiting. I mean, after all, we decided to do this show. We're, you know, we're back tonight after popular demand, you know, because you're bored, you know what I mean, being at home in quarantine. And I know if you all are asking for a show, you know what I'm saying, you're hella bored.
Correct.
That's a shame. Is it a surprise? No. Is it a shame? Absolutely. Now, I was informed by the boss that we have some celebrities in the house.
Yes, we do. Both of them are here.
Yeah, they shall remain unnamed. But you know what? We're going to let you know. We know you're there. We're sending you a shout out.
Correct.
All right? All right, man. What's up? You want to get into this material?
Yes. Let's hit this audio material, these FUIs that has happened over this past 2 months of COVID fever we've been going through right now.
Okay. I mean, it's a lot. All right, let me start right here. Trina succinctly shut down curmudgeonous. Curmudgeonous. That's a hell of a word. Curmudgeonous Caius hope for an Instagram battle. Biscayne Boulevard bickering ensues. I'm not surprised.
Not at all. Not those two.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I think if Tina actually tries to get into some type of battle with Kaya, to me, and honestly, you know, that's like going from filet mignon to soybean burger.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the same chick that I forget that what show that was with MC Search looking for the next female rap star. And, like, she bit her own lyrics to battle a chick. Like, and Search was livid. Like, dude, like, what are you doing? And I think she could have been a force to be reckoned with, but she was too busy pulling shenanigans.
Yes, indeed. Like, for real.
Yeah, so,
One hit wonder, Kaya.
I don't know. Huh?
One hit wonder, Kaya. She had one song.
Yes. Yes. One hit wonder. Like, and for her to have a platinum record and be on a show like that, it was almost like a slap in the face in the first place. Like, that was a show for, like, so-called rookies. Like, people just trying to get a deal. You know, and you done fell off that much that you're actually on that show and then got booted off the show. So it is in my humble opinion that she might be more encapsulated in drama than her own music.
I'd agree with that.
I just don't know about that. But anyway, we don't want to give her too much promotion. So we're gonna go to the next one, okay?
Most deaf.
Hold it down. Beelzebubish, victim blaming, bottom shelf white woman Betsy DeVos changes rules for campus sexual assault. Accused rapist allowed to cross examine accused.
Wow.
Really? Accused rapist allowed to cross examine accusers. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, if they have the evidence, you're guilty. Or maybe it's a setup. I mean, they could get up there and start cross-examining and then, you know, I mean, first of all, there's no rape victim or sexual assault victim, you know, worth their weight that actually wants to see the accused.
Most definitely.
Let alone having that person talk to them. So I don't know about that. That's a shenanigan waiting to happen.
Yep.
All right.
Competent Trump administration is finest. Incompetent Trump
Of course. It doesn't get any worse. But, you know. Here we go. Big Meech. Free. The infamous black mafia family leader wants out early due to COVID-19, running rampant through the federal prison system. I think they're going to let him die up in there. They'd rather get Tekashi out.
Most definitely.
You know, Tekashi, you know, Meech didn't drop no dime, as far as I know. But they'll let Tekashi out because Tekashi put 100 brothers under the jail. they still got people going to prison from what he was telling.
Yeah. He gonna get gapped somewhere, somehow.
Well, I mean,
he won't live very long.
No, I mean, it's pretty disappointing if you ask me. The appropriation is disappointing. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a whole community and culture of people who say that snitching is wrong. You understand? I know cats whose careers were diminished because somebody accused them of snitching. But this guy snitched, and now he's getting celebrated. Like, where do they do that at? And then the cultural appropriation is ridiculous. Like, he's going to be the next Elvis. Like, this cat is making history, and he's snitching. What are we doing? It's ridiculous. Like, it's stupid. Okay? All right, what is this? Bigot behind the scenes. Black blue blood staffer accuses white costume designer. And that one's spelled with triple K's. Of racial discrimination. That little black girl is a hot ghetto mess. Well, whether she was or wasn't, it's not up to you to call. Some things you just have to keep to yourself unless you want to get your ass kicked. Or unless you want to get put on blast. See, my thing is that we, as a community, we don't worry about too many other communities. We just want to be amongst ourselves and have people mind their own business. What's within our community, we'll fix within our community just like everybody else. You understand? But, I mean, to label her, you know, then say the little black girl is a hot ghetto mess, it just...
So low.
It reeks of your bigotry.
Huh? So loaded with bigotry and racism and just everything.
Oh, God, yeah, from start to finish. Like, seriously? Oh, God, man, here we go. Get your lives together. Peter Guns and Life Jennings have a messy exchange of words over Amina Butterfly on Instagram. Oh, God, where do I begin with this, bro? First of all, Peter Guns is a dirtbag emeritus. Like, he's a scumbucket. Like, for real. And he's everything that's wrong or everything that's stereotypically wrong or how other people see us when it comes to our own women. Like, and I don't know if you watched the show or anything, but he was just a dirtbag, you know what I'm saying, to these women. You know what I'm saying? And then you got enough nerve, you know, to be at your baby mama's apartment on the couch, strumming a guitar with a dirty beat up white beater, some blue shorts and some dirty feet.
Wow.
Like, for real? And what's even worse than that is these are the women that picked them. Like, clearly lowering themselves. Like, it's ridiculous, dude. You wrote one hit.
Deja Vu, right?
One hit.
With Deja Vu. Right? With Lord Tariq,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One hit. That's it. And that was many a moon ago. That was like in 96?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I figured. Unfreaking believable. And they're lowering their standard because you're pretty much a hip-hop laughing stock. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make 15 bucks off of that, off of the notoriety of that record. It's just ridiculous. Like, you're bumming. You're like you're one step away from vagrancy. And this is how you're treating this chick that you married. Anyway. The Lincoln Project, led by George Conway, the husband of Kellyanne Conway, slams Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic in a new scathing ad. And I would love to see that ad.
It's pretty bad.
Because, I figure, because I don't know what the bloody hell, and I'm not trying to bash anybody, you know what I'm saying? I understand he's president, whatever. But it almost seems as if, to the president, it almost seems like in his mind, this thing is comical. It's like he still don't take it serious.
He don't.
You know. We have a court jester for a president, so, you know, I don't give a damn how much money he has, but. Okay. Now, we're going to my city that I lived in for about a good 12 years. All right. A Dallas salon owner who defied state and country orders and reopened her business was sentenced to a week in jail and was fined at least $3,500. And I hope she sues the crap out of everybody involved. You know, people have to live, of course, man. I mean, what's the difference? You know, you got people going in the store. If people want to go inside of her business, that's their prerogative. That does not necessarily or automatically equate to coronavirus is going to be spread that way if she's doing it the way she's supposed to be doing it. What?
Yeah.
Woman killed by gator in South Carolina.
Yes.
Was doing homeowner's nails.
The gator broke through the door. The door was actually open for air, and the gator came in the house.
That is serious. Getting your nails done and you get perked by a gator. I mean, that's rough.
Well, maybe that was her comfort, them making a house call during the pandemic. Just saying.
Right.
Yeah, let's go make a house call. And yeah, you got called home, all right.
Oh my god.
Well, definitely a home going, wasn't it?
Oh my god. I just choked. That was funny. You got called home, all right. Right. All right. A man delivers a blind foot aid during girl fight at Cumberland Mall, and Twitter is astonished. Unbelievable.
It happened right here in Atlanta. It sure did.
Right. Okay, Cumberland Mall in Atlanta is trending after video surfaces of three girls fighting, with security guards dragged to the ground and a man drop kicking one of the women and shoving the guard. They must have been, I wonder if it was like one of those Rock and Roll Express drop kicks.
That was more like a Power Rangers or a Mortal Kombat kick. Finish him!
That fool did a savant kick. How you do a Booker T kick, like?
Exactly. Oh, my
God. Man, that is crazy. Okay, our astronaut angst. Oh, jeez. Future claims his alleged baby mama, Eliza Rain, turned his world upside down. I don't think Future gets it.
Yeah, I know some we don't get rubbers.
He just doesn't. He doesn't believe. No, we were going there and raw dog and hope and pray for the best.
Exactly. Like, my man, that's not how it works.
Right. And then you have a gall to be in shock. You understand? Because you're having drama. Maybe the problem is you. You know? Anyway, go to school. Twitch troll who thanked them for spreading COVID-19 in the NPA.
Damn, that's petty.
That's real petty. He must be really bored. I think I'm going to respond to this one dude on Twitch. Just one guy. Okay, now we're about to go there. All right. Minimal bars icon. French Montana claims his music can beat anyone except Drake and Jay-Z.
Wow, French.
All right. Yeah. And I want y'all to understand, and when I say minimal bars, that is not by any stretch of the imagination an exaggeration. Like, seriously. Like, those bars are borderline romper room with a hand at the end. Goo goo, boo boo, woo woo, and hand. Like, my son can rap better than that. But anyway, you know, not tripping. Not tripping.
I ain't worried about nothing.
All right. Unbelievable. Okay. Nice try. Portia Williams destroys Dennis McKinley's postpartum caused cheating claims he was selfish. You don't say. Postpartum caused cheating. First of all, if you're going to pull a shenanigan, dude, you're going to have to come up with a better lie. That's number one. You know, if not, then, you know, hey, there it is. Next, lawyered up. Oh, jeez. This dude. Scott Disick says he's not suffering from substance abuse. Reportedly plans to sue rehab facility over leaked photo. Yeah, I mean, he would... I figure that he would be trying to capitalize, you know, off of something. Trying to get a little money. Yeah, you know, I ain't hating on you, bro. Do you? Anyway. Police catch 5-year-old Utah boy driving to California to cop himself a Lamborghini.
Wow. Privileged.
That is unbelievable. Literally. Like, 5-year-old Utah boy driving to California to cop himself a Lamborghini. All right. Now, here's some serious stuff right here, bro. Whose lives matter? COVID incubating soup cookies. What? Say that again. COVID incubating soup cookies in Sacramento sparked Caucasian chaos at Capitol protesting police and policies Karens and Cody's carried to the clink.
Wow.
Now that was funny. That was funny. Karens and Cody.
Karens and Cody's.
Carry to the clink. All right. COVID incubating soup cookies. All right. Shit is real. Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl balling halfback Damian Williams robbed for $1,000 inside Twinkie Los Angeles Airbnb. I'm not surprised.
He was on Instagram flexing, and somebody came up there and got him. Tag his location.
Oh, of course.
Did it to himself.
I'm sure. You know. You know, you want to be on TV balling and shot calling, brother, I promise you, somebody's going to come see you. You know? Because, no, I mean, where was it? At a Los Angeles Airbnb?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not the only person that has been there. All they needed is one tip, or it could have been inside job. You never know. Okay. Oh, God. Corona Cruise. Carnival Cruise to set sail again. Just 1 week after no sail order expired.
Waiting to die.
Pretty
you're
much.
You're on the ship, you're going to die.
What? And the funny part is, you know, a couple of miles away from where I go take rush at, like during the weekend in Fouchon, Louisiana, one of these cruise ships had actually docked near a place called Morgan City. And Morgan City is a relatively small town. And you're going to dock this big ass, I mean, a big ass cruise liner in these little rivers in Morgan City with all their salmonella victims on the cruise line. Thinking that they're all going to be just quarantined in one spot and not lose their minds too. It was crazy. I mean, to see it is crazy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they're going out again. Oh, I heard about this. Maybach messiness. Rick Ross, pregnant baby mama Brianna Camille, sues rich forever father for paternity and child support. And you want to know what the funny part is? This has not been the first time.
You know,
you would hate to say that this guy whose brand of rap is now called, excuse me, luxury rap, you know, doesn't want to step up to the plate, as Montel Williams would say, and take care of his kitty. You know, I don't understand what's going on with that. You?
Man, dude has got a big head right now and moved on to a new chick now, leaving her in the dust pretty much, saying you deal with it and we'll fight it out in court. Kind of a savage kind of mindset.
That's crazy. Like, that's some cash money shit. See you in court. Don't give a damn who you is. See you in court. Okay. Gabrielle Union says marginalized celebs are struggling during COVID-19 crisis. Critics cry foul. You're rich.
You got that right.
You tell me how you're struggling.
From your mansion.
Any crisis. How are you struggling? What? What are you struggling for? And what do you think you're struggling for? That's what I ought to say. It's not like you're really struggling. What do you think you're struggling for? We'll wait. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
All right, give us a break. Damn. Deadly murder hornets loaded with venom arrive in the United States. Murder hornet. And first, we thought the Jack and Jills were about the worst thing on earth. And now, we've got murder hornets. And I've seen, like, I saw a little picture of these murder hornets, like, maybe 3 years ago. And those things are huge. Now, I don't know if this is something that we should be worried about, but it's just another to add to the fear factor in being able to easily control us, because, you know, a person who's scared is easier to manipulate than a person who isn't. So, man. But anyway, Lord have mercy, where are we at? Delusional dunce. Donald Trump retweets claim he's done more for blacks than all other presidents combined. Okay. Well, even that, I mean, let's say that that were true. Okay? So now all you're saying is basically you've done five things for blacks. That was basically hand out hamburgers or a bucket of chicken. So you basically done nothing. You understand? Because I don't know of any presidents that have really, really done anything for black people. Oh, Lord help me.
Yeah.
I can't leave, baby. Now R. Kelly thinks he's diabetic, still trying to get out of here. Well, he's really putting it on now. It's going to be another episode of In the Closet. Except it's going to be in the jailhouse. And now he's trying to pull out all the stops to get out of prison.
All the stops.
Dude, they're going to let him rot. Unbelievable. No-ish, Sherlock. Scott Disick, once again, believes Tristan Thompson has been dribbling Chloe K's double stuff dunk-a-dunk all quarantine
Tristan
long.
Thompson's back in the news. Oh, my God.
He's the worst. I don't understand. Like, well, you know, probably has. Maybe. I hear the good one right here. All right. Let's see. Swirl gone south. Swirl gone south. Stacey Dash and fourth hubby divorcing following domestic dispute debacle. Okay, now let me get this straight. You've had four husbands, and they have all apparently been pushed to the curb. And you don't think the problem is you. Not one iota. You know. I remember when Stacey Dash, used to be the stuff that little teenagers' wet dreams were made of. Back when we were coming up. And now all I see her basically doing is jacking herself up in the public eye. It's time for her to have a seat and reevaluate herself. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. Okay. So it is what it is. It happens. Chingy finally admits hooking up with Tiffany Haddish after calling her a liar and denying it. Dude, really? This is crazy. First of all, what in the hell is Chingy still doing?
Yeah, what is he still doing? I don't know why he's even relevant right now.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, what is he doing? Is he working in a factory? Is he, like, building houses, doing carpentry or something like that? You know, I don't know. It's Ching, of all people. Quarantine confession. Gabrielle Union says she once subtly told Steph and Aisha Curry to break up and sleep around. Wow. You really think she did that?
Yeah, I believe she did. I put nothing past the FUI Gabrielle Union, okay?
Never.
She's an FUI. Never. She's up there.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I'm not going to put her in my top 10.
Dwayne Wade's the FUI,
she's
too.
Fuck.
Just so people know.
Oh, dude. Very much so.
His attire is
like,
very FUI.
Don't let him.
Now, I'll leave you at that.
I mean, concerning D-Wade, you just can't let, you know, you can't let the shenanigans fool you. Okay, let me see. Oh, hell no. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms' 12-year-old son also received racist N-word texts, state attorney general investigating. 12-year-old son. So it was a racist text that went out.
Because she wants to keep
some goon or
who Atlanta closed, and the governor doesn't. Which, you know, her son got sent a horrible text because his mama wants to keep people alive and not put them in caskets, unlike Brian Kemp, the Purge Kemp.
Right. I don't know. Okay, hate it or love it, downtrodden dunker Aaron Gordon drops disgruntled diss towards D. toward Demeritorious Dwayne Wade over dunk contest denial. Air ball bars abound. Really, dude, that one segment right there, that sounded like a whole rap all with
exactly.
You would have figured it was being freestyle. Okay, pandemic pilfering. Crafts caretaker steals $13,000 engagement ring from woman dying of coronavirus, and she was swiftly sent to jail. All right.
Daddy.
She was swiftly sent to jail. Okay. Make America gaslit again. Really? 53% of white women's President Donald Trump says he was being sarcastic in suggesting we inject COVID-19 patients with poisonous disinfectant.
No, he meant that.
Yeah, I think he meant it too. And was saying it, but on the cool. You know what I'm saying? Some B. And how stupid, like, you say it and don't even put it in the context, you know, that it was a joke.
Exactly.
If you were joking. All right, scammy shenanigans. Jeweler says Javante Davis tried to pay for $250,000 worth of bling with a fake check and filed to. Well, brother, here's another knucklehead trying to ball out of control. you understand, and try to floss this little money or whatever. It's stupid. With a fake check.
Wow.
As if the check is not going to get checked. Like, after all, how did they find him out? Like, who was alerted?
What an idiot.
Dude. Let me see. Clamoring COVID. Clamoring COVIDian.
The governor of Georgia. The purge pimp, Brian Kemp.
Dude, I'm speechless. You call him a COVIDian. To reopen Georgia's barbershops, bowling alleys, and coronavirus-coded establishments Friday.
The death trap. The purge of the genocide of blacks. The death trap. Places we all go to.
Oh, what? Basically. You know, and of course my wife's going to have herself at the store. You know. All right. Crazy.
Wow, that next one's already got me laughing.
Dude, I had to read it like twice. Okay, now look at you. Fat gargling. Oh my god. Fat gargling Georgia governor. Brian Kemp. Chuck and jive just for his zaddy Donald Trump to throw him under a barter bus.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, that's pitiful. Fat gargling Georgia governor.
I couldn't get through with my left hip. They're like, damn.
Dude, it was funny. That was funny. Unbelievable. Defamation denied. Oh, really? Judge says future. Oh, my God. Judge says future. Alleged baby mama Eliza Rain won't have to pay over mass slander. I'm going to have to find out more details on that. Keisha Knight Pulliam wants ex-hubby Ed Hartwell jailed for allegedly owing $32,000 in court-ordered child support. Man, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to take care of the children?
I was not.
You know, you wouldn't. I'm sure he wasn't playing that role when he was up in Rudy's gut. You know, take care of your kids, man. Or do something. I mean, of course, we don't know the whole story, but still. All right. Here we go. COVIDian's quote of the day. There are more important things than living. Thirsty Texas Trump sucking Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Okay. This idiot said, COVIDian, there are more important things than living?
Wow.
What?
What a goofball.
I mean, tell me, what? I mean, you can't do anything if you're dead. So, tell me what more important, I mean, tell me, give me these more important things that are more important than living. I don't understand. Okay. Teddy Scam. are in Beijing legends. That was classic. R in Beijing legend Teddy Riley struggles with modern technology during versus battle against Babyface, gets clowned into the brunch fedora and biz.
Wow.
That R in Beijing, that was funny. Dang, nah. Did you actually see the battle?
I did. I couldn't stop laughing at that crap. Especially the first one, he put his hand on his hip and his the fedora, and he had that meme. That was the funniest crap ever. He's firing everybody, and he had that background sound of the dude that was just dancing, his hype man. Like, for real.
That is ridiculous.
That was but very much FBI behavior right there. Very much so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about brunch fedora. All right. Kenneth. Babyface Edmund. Living legend work wife. Yeah, that's for real. Tony Braxton befuddled by Teddy Riley's uncle encrusted heir. Live tweet. Theodore Turmoil.
She did do that.
Donald Theodore. Yeah, but man, dude, like, Babyface and Tony. Like, that's forever. All right.
We got 5 minutes to go before we take a break and go and get the emails. We got 5 minutes, people. We'll start emails at the top of the hour. We got 5 minutes to go.
Man, how are you all liking this freaking, this doggone... This FUI
They're
news
going crazy.
Is
comment. I can't keep up with the comments.
It's something else. Like, it's something else. This is insane. Social and, you know, dip. Yeah. Stupid MF in Florida rush to the beach after Trump's sucking governor deems it essential.
Idiot.
How is the beach essential?
Essential to your ass dying. Essential to that if you want to die.
Pretty much.
Put you in a casket. Make the morticians richer.
What? That's it. So they taking all the money. And leaving you in motion. But I don't understand that, man. I think it's too damn early, you know. And just like I was telling my wife, but I'm keeping it just the way it is. This is the way it was before this stuff started, and I don't have a problem with not breaking the monotony this time. I just don't. So, okay. Bye, bigot. Two students get expelled from Georgia High School after posting racist TikTok using the N-word. Now, I know everybody saw it. You know, you have to be... Then she tried to throw him under the bus. The chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you all... They're, you know, doing their little stupid video that they knew they were going to get backlash from. She starts getting scared and throws him under the bus. And that she did. All right. Does he have a point? Tory Lanez thinks there's a lot of similarities between him and Ty. Yeah, this dude is overstepping his boundaries right now, brother. I mean, what are you thinking? You know, Pac was a real revolutionary and OG. These kids don't have a clue. And the fact that he even said that just shows what type of FUI this guy is. All right. Church clown came back to bite. Louisiana attorney representing Reverend Devesley, defying social... I remember that, yeah. Devesley defying social distancing diagnosed with COVID-19. Well, it has been said that you shouldn't tempt God.
Exactly.
So you know how that goes. Cognac.
That'll be our last one.
Kenyan governor.
Last one before we go to the emails.
All right. Kenyan governor Mike Sonko blasted for including Tennessee in coronavirus
relief. Did Swish help him come up with that plan?
Dude. Did he pass out blunt? We're going to make these blunts part of the plan. That's a good plan. Ain't nobody going to remember the night after. Everybody going to be toe up. All right. How much time we got?
We are right here at the limit here. So, folks, that was hour one material. Hour two up next, your favorite emails. Boston Hollywood, quarantine special, back in five. Out.
We out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you're gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis. Thank you.